The Mashgiach taught that we have a skewed way of thinking. We're making a mistake. So the answer is, we think, we're all messed up, we think that the people are wicked because they're non-believers. They don't believe in God, Chas V'Shalom. That's why they're wicked. They deny the truth, they deny that there is a true God, and therefore they're distant, and therefore they're unknowing of the truth of Torah. And that's why they sin. That's what we think. Well, Kenhu, that's really not the truth. Hina Navi Yeshaya Omer. Ki hem oimru raman shmi yechabed Hashem. Everybody really knows deep inside that the world was created ex nihilo, something from nothing. All of nature screams out to us, demonstrate to us that there's ein od milvado, there's no one besides Hashem. He is reality. He, God, He is reality. There is no other reality but Hashem. How could it be that a person doesn't have a true feeling of emunah? And the answer is that that's not the case. Really, if a person opens his eyes and notices the way that nature screams out that there's a creator, he realizes it's not that the wicked are wicked because they don't believe in Hashem. Rather, they deep down inside believe in Hashem, but their desires overcome them. Their emunah isn't strong enough. When the Mashgiach said that evil doesn't have the power to say there isn't a creator, there isn't one who runs the world. What can the power of the wicked, the power of evil, have to say? What can he say? What is it that he can say? Oh, listen, no one ever saw God. Prove to me that God is real. How do we know there's such a thing as heaven? How do we know there's such a thing as hell? I've never seen these things. You've never seen these things. They don't have the power to honestly, truthfully say with conviction that there is no God, because a Jew is a mamin deep in his soul. But to come with all kinds of doubts, that they do have the power. That's the power. But as anybody who studies philosophy can tell you, just because you say you didn't see, I didn't see, I didn't find, is no proof of anything at all. I didn't know is no excuse. Whoever goes in a straightforward path, with no ulterior motives, he can see right away, mi bara ele, who created all of this in this world? Who created nature? Who created all the wonderful things that we experience outside? V'chiyesh manhig l'bira, there is a person running the world. There is someone in charge. There is a king who runs the world, who runs the palace, who is the ruler. V'kizeh muskal rishon, that's the first muskal rishon, that's the first type of seichel. The first thing that we recognize and understand, there is a God. He runs the world, He created the world, and evil doesn't have the power to deny Him. Only to sow doubts in our hearts, the power of Amalek to sow doubts. Hashem should help us that we strengthen our emunah daily, and that we remove all doubts, and come to the recognition there is a manig labira, there is one who runs the world, He's Hashem, the one who loves us, our Father in heaven.